Carried.
Item number 11 is an application for subdivision and rezoning at Shady Shores Drive East, lots 1, 2, and 3 under file DAS Z 3 of 2012. The applicant is Mr. Michael Falk.
For the record, Michael Falk, Terracon Development, number 1, Terracon Place.
On the land dedication argument, I say no.
This is actually recorded, so yeah. You may want to make your argument.
Please give us a short summary of what you're...
This is the property that was zoned originally commercial mixed use, and what we were trying to do back in 2008 when we originally subdivided and moved forward with this development was to try and use some of the new tools available to us in the zoning bylaw. It turns out that the commercial mixed use wasn't as an effective tool as we thought, because it did not allow us to provide the appropriate type of residential uses that the neighborhood was calling for, and without providing some sort of commercial use, which was unmarketable. So as a result, we've been asked to step forward and rezone that particular property from commercial mixed use to residential R1. Two to accommodate some duplex housing, and R1 to accommodate some single-family laned type of housing in the area. I have mentioned before, but just in case, I would like to also comment on the requirement for dedication, which is the only opposition that we have with respect to this particular planner's report. And that being said, this dedication has already been paid for this entire development, as it is a complete community offering an orderly development within the St. Boniface area, notwithstanding how far east it may be. It's still St. Boniface. So I would like and ask you to consider removing that particular clause in the requirement to pay dedication as it has already been done. Lastly, we're looking for some clarification with respect to public service recommendations. Clause 5 provides us with 2 years to act on the bylaw, the adoption of the bylaw, and clauses 8, 9, and 10 seem to indicate that this has to be acted on within a one-year period. So I'm just looking for some clarification. Is it 2 years or 1 year?
Sure.
Just some inconsistency in the report.
Can I just ask a question on that?
If we change it here...
Not the dedication, the bylaw thing. It's in here properly, if I can explain it.
Was that your question?
Yeah.
Or did you
want? Yeah, there's an explanation for why it's proper.
Kim Raban will clarify the dueling.
Clause 5 says that if the bylaw is not passed within 2 years after adoption of the report, so within 2 years after council approves the application, you know, you make your payments, get your mylars in, we do agreements, whatever. The bylaw, ideally the following month after council adopts the report, the bylaw goes to council and the bylaw gets adopted. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so that condition is satisfied. Condition 5 is now satisfied. You've passed the bylaw. So now we go to the bylaw coming into force and effect. So the bylaw, there are two conditions that cause the bylaw to come into force and effect. And so we've got the bylaw, and then that doesn't mean your rezoning is done. Your rezoning is not done until the bylaw comes into force and effect by clauses 8 and 9. Or by 7, 8, and 9, actually, within a year. And the reason that's 1 year is that's tied to the registration of subdivision mylars, because land titles will only allow like a one-year approval date. You need reapproval if your mylars are not registered within a year of being approved by the city. So these are all standard conditions we've been using for so long. You understand there's the bylaw first, but then the bylaw has to come into force and effect.
So when it says that in the event the necessary City of Winnipeg Mylar approval signatures have not been secured within 12 months after the adoption of the bylaw, that's by council, or once it's registered, the bylaw is registered with land titles?
No, within a year of adoption.
Like, it seems to me what you're saying is that you've got a process that's going to drag out for a bit to get through land titles. Then once you have that, then you're giving a year for the Mylars.
I don't understand any of it. That's why I'm asking the question.
Because before we used to have a standard clause that said within 2 years.
That's right.
All that other stuff would happen. That would be something to do with land titles. It wouldn't have anything to do with us, Kim.
Look at application number 7. It's the same clause. It's 1 year, 1 year, 12 months. You just approved one with the exact same conditions 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, nobody pointed it out. But I bet you if you look back to our previous agendas, they're not like that.
I think they are.
You think they are?
They
have changed. Well, I've never seen the condition being 1 year. Maybe.
Okay, so Kim, you're saying this is a standard clause that we have in all of our subdivisions and rezonings.
Yeah.
You've been through a few of those, haven't you?
The initial...
Practically speaking, it's irrelevant. Lots were sold. It's all done, so...
Okay, so let's move on.
It's the dedication I want to talk about.
This is a good discussion, but our meeting's almost done.
Yeah, we're done.
Any more questions for Michael Falk?
I see what you're saying.
No? Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Any more questions of the administration?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, well, in the event the application is not proceeded with expeditiously and the bylaw is not enacted within 24 months, it's a different condition than it used to be. For some reason, they changed it.
I've got some motions to move. Do you want to take the chair, Councillor?
Yeah, just the only thing I was going to say, Dan, is like on the 1 year, I wouldn't change anything because it'll change the flow of it going to executive.
Yeah, I'm not going to change anything.
Go ahead.
I'll move the reports of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
The receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary.